HealthBeat, alternatives to using a CPAP machine. I've been using a CPAP machine for over 5 years now. I got lucky, as far as I'm concerned, by only needing the nostril pillows. It's not uncomfortable, and I quickly got used to having a hose coming out of my face onto a machine set up by the bed. But I would still prefer not having to use it. It's especially inconvenient when we travel, and I lug this thing around with us wherever we go. There's the added hassle of either taking sterilized water, which is used in the machine, or buying it when we get to our destination. My machine recently started making bag motor noises, and I need a new one. However, I was told I have to be tested again and to get a new prescription from my sleep doctor. I have an appointment to see him in October when my Medicare kicks in. In the meantime, I thought I'd take a look at some possible alternatives to having your life tied to a CPAP. I don't know if the weight loss suggestion will work for me since I'm perpetually trying to lose weight. Hopefully we'll find out soon. In the meantime. Possible alternatives to a CPAP machine. One alternative to using a CPAP machine is an oral appliance, also known as a mandibular advancement device, MAD. This type of appliance fits inside the mouth like a mouth guard and helps to keep the airway open during sleep by bringing the lower jaw slightly forward. Oral appliances are typically adjustable, allowing users to find the most comfortable setting. Another option is surgery. While surgery should only be considered if other treatments have not been successful, it may be necessary in some cases. Surgery can involve reconstructing the palate or jawbone to improve airflow, or even removing excess tissue from the nose and throat area that can block airflow during sleep. A recent option is marketed by Inspire.com and involves a surgical implant. Based on your breathing patterns, the device delivers mild stimulation to the hypoglossal nerve, which controls the movement of your tongue and other key airway muscles. By stimulating these muscles, the airway remains open during sleep. Inspire is controlled by a small handheld remote. The remote allows you to turn Inspire therapy on before bed and off when you wake up, adjust stimulation strength, and pause during the night if needed. KansasHealthSystem.com. For those who cannot tolerate any type of treatment involving machinery or surgical intervention, lifestyle modifications may help reduce symptoms of sleep apnea. Losing weight and avoiding alcohol before bedtime can help reduce symptoms of OSA by improving breathing during sleep. Additionally, sleeping on one's side instead of their back can also help prevent airway collapse. Some natural therapies have also been used for treating OSA. These include yoga, acupuncture, and meditation techniques, which aim to relax muscles in the body while sleeping and increase awareness of breathing habits throughout the day with deep abdominal-focused breathing exercises. There is now evidence showing that combining lifestyle modifications, such as losing weight or avoiding alcohol before bedtime, with positive airway pressure therapy, PAP, may reduce symptoms more effectively than using a CPAP machine alone. This combination approach could offer an improved quality of life for those living with OSA while allowing them to avoid using a CPAP machine if they choose not to do so. Copyright Mademark Publishing. Narration provided by WonderVox.